We're good to go. Amen. God's been doing fabulous things. Aren't like this morning, I walked into here after Sunday school class. You know, I pray in the back, and there was just such a wonderful presence of the Spirit here. And I'm sure I heard that the Sunday school class was fabulous. So thank you, Crystal, who has been teaching on that. And again, people moving in their gifts and flowing in the Spirit the way the Lord has led them. Okay. There's a teacher. Oh, there it comes up. Vision and communion. That was the best name I could come up with for this morning. Sorry, it's not real. But you'll see why. It's not real creative. It's pretty direct. A teacher, looking around her class with teaching math, asked little Johnny, "Johnny, if I gave you 7 cats and another 7 cats and another seven, or pardon me, let me rephrase that. If I gave you 2 cats and another 2 cats and another 2 cats, how many cats would you have?" And Johnny said, 7. The teacher said, "No, now listen carefully. If I give you 2 cats and another 2 cats and another 2 cats, how many would you have?" And Johnny replied, 7. The teacher says, "Well, let me put it to you differently. If I gave you 2 apples and another 2 apples and another 2 apples, how many would you have?" And Johnny said, 6. Good. Now, if I gave you 2 cats and another 2 cats and another 2 cats, how many would you have? Johnny said, 7. Well, the teacher, all frustrated, said, "Johnny, where are you getting this 7 from?" And Johnny says, "Because I already have a cat." You know, it's amazing how often we see things from our perspective, and we know we're right, and that other person has to be wrong, right? We do that kind of thing. That other person has to be wrong because I'm right. And sometimes it's just we have to change perspectives or ask more questions. And if she had asked right off the bat, "Where do you get that from?" she would have had the answer before getting frustrated. And so this morning I want to just have you think about that as I share this message this morning. We're going to start, and I'm going to say this, we're going to take communion at the end of the service. So those of you online, if you are going to take communion with us, it gives you an opportunity to get some things ready for that. Here's a scripture. By the way, don't you love that picture? I'm sorry, I just keep looking at it. Anyhow, it was just like, that's gorgeous. Anyhow, our scripture this morning, we're going to start with Revelation 12. "Then I heard a loud voice from heaven," and this is the Apostle John, who's on Patmos, and he's been caught up in a vision into heaven. And he hears this loud voice say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of the brothers and sisters, who accused them before the Lord day and night, has been hurled down." How many of you are excited to hear that the accuser of the brethren, who is Satan, who once was able to accuse us day and night before the Lord, has been hurled down? Man, that's good news for us. "And they triumphed over him," it goes on to say, "by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Therefore, or shrink, it says shrink here. NIV, does the King James say shirk? Or anyhow, shrink from death, it doesn't matter. We're not going to shrink back from death. "Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows his time is short. And when the dragon saw," that's the devil, "that he had been hurled down to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given 2 wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to a place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be cared for for a time and half a time, and out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped, and the woman helped the woman by opening up its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast to the testimony about Jesus. That's a mouthful. That's a lot of scripture there. So this morning, what I want to share with you, and you'll see why that scripture is important, a personal vision that I had a couple of weeks ago. I was having a time with the Lord, and I was lifting up the church body, and I had what's called an open vision. In other words, I wasn't asleep, I wasn't dreaming. I was there, I was aware of what was going on. So I want to say this. I want you to, sorry, my nose is doing a little drip thing. I want you to listen to the whole vision before you start judging it, if I can put it that way. And in fact, before we do that, let's ask the Holy Spirit for discernment to bring total understanding and understanding the fulfillment of this. So let's pray. So Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're the one who brings revelation, that you help us discern what you are saying, what the Lord is saying to us. And Lord, we just commit all of this to you, that we hear with ears that hear you and eyes that see you. And Lord, let our hearts be touched and established in what you are doing here at Community Church. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So, the vision was this. I was standing on this platform right here, and the church was full of all of you, all that might be missing here today, and people that I knew but I didn't know. So I'm going to say, the woes that are coming. And I started doing something. I started calling out things like this. Any of you who've committed adultery, I want you to come stand over here. And any of you who have ever stolen, go stand over there. And any of you who have ever lusted after someone, you need to stand over there. And if you've ever slandered someone, you're going to be over there. If you've ever been rebellious, your group is there. If you've ever been caught in addiction, you go stand there. If you've ever gossiped, there's a group right there for you. And as I called out each of these sins and transgressions and failures, mistakes people have made, you were getting up and you were going and standing in those groups. And some of us didn't know which group to stand in because we're a part of many of the groups. And so we're going from one group to the other to another. As everybody kept going from group to group, and there was all this laughter and giggling. And all the more as somebody would move from one thing to the other. Now, if you're sitting there confused, just remember I said, wait till the end of the vision, okay? Because it's really hard to put sequentially what you're seeing all at once, what I saw at once, okay? See, what I saw was this. Not necessarily that, that's just an image. But every person was aglow with the light of God. You were radiant, and his presence was felt tangible here. The atmosphere of this whole room was electric with joy and love, and we were so happy, we were so joyous. Every one of us was filled with joy. And now this joy and this laughter was not over the sin. It wasn't over the sin each of us had committed. It was because we had been set free from them. Sorry, I just got to grab my Kleenex again. You see, each one of us had become so free from the sin that there was no shame. There was no, you were free, I'm going to put it this way, you were free from shame, free from regret, free from fear of punishment. You were free. And it was through this freedom that the joy was felt by each of us. It was bubbling up and coming out. And it was all about what Jesus had done for us. And it allowed us to freely admit what was our past. It held nothing over you any longer. And as we freely ran, giggling from one group to another, it became our testimony. It is your testimony of the goodness of God. You could speak it out. Yes, I was an adulteress. Yes, I got an abortion. Yes, I was an addict. Yes, I was a gossip. Yes, I was a liar. Yes, I was a thief. What the word was. And then the goodness of God in your testimony overtook it. Again, running freely, the testimony that we had of the goodness of God, what a marvelous finished work Jesus had done in each of us. And we could see it, and we rejoiced, and we celebrated. Then once everybody had kind of found a group to just stand and stay there, we all together knew it was time. And together in unison, we declared and shouted. It wasn't a quiet reading. It was a declare and a shouted. I'm going to get this up there. Oops, no, I guess I didn't put it there. They triumphed over him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink back from death. And then we said it again. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink back from death. And then we said it a third time. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink back from death. And then what happened was the biggest shout of praise, Jesus, worship the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb, glory to God. It was all spontaneously erupting. And it kept going on, but the vision ended. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. So what do we take from this vision? What is it the Lord is saying to us? First of all, it has already happened. It has already been done. It is a finished work of Jesus. And these sins that we sometimes think we still have, it's done, it's finished, it's complete. We lay it down before the Lord, for he has the victory, and we will walk in the fullness of this victory. We will look at each other and know. We will know the freedom and the boldness, because nothing of your past will be holding you back, bringing you down, or stopping you from living in him. You will shine forth his light, his glorious shining ones, and sharing the good news of God, because I am not ashamed of the gospel. And we know why. We've experienced it. You've experienced it. And so we'll testify of the victory that we have in Jesus, the victory that he bought and brought us over every sin and every temptation in your life. For he has won the victory over sin and death. Amen? Yes. Is that something to rejoice over? Yes. Amen. They triumphed. You see, we don't just have a little victory. It's a triumphant victory in Jesus. We triumph over the enemy. And it's by the blood of the Lamb and our word of testimony about what he has done for us. I don't care what you have done. The Lord doesn't, because he's already paid the price for it. We're not going to sit and glorify our sin, but we can declare it. If the enemy comes up to you and declares to you, you know, you did this, because he wants to whisper in our ear, and he can do it through other people, beat him to the punch and say, well, yes, I did. That was who I was. But let me tell you about Jesus. Let me tell you about the victory. Let me tell you what he's done and what his work on the cross brought for me and for you. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. I want to tell you, we here in Canada don't really know yet what it's like to be martyred. But I'll tell you, there are people who boldly stand in the face of things that we can't even comprehend and say, but Jesus is Lord. They don't shirk back, and neither will we, neither will you. And that's what the word of the Lord has told us this morning, the vision that he has. We are going to be so excited. We are. But what I say is, no, we are going to be. Some of us are shirking back a little bit. I need to be honest about that. Some of us are still continuing in sin, but let it go. You've got a Jesus. You've got Jesus who has paid the price. Let's lay it down. If you're full of fear about something, lay it down and seek him, and you will rise up in the victory and the joy. You will not shrink back from death. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. And again, that's what I think I saw at the end of us. We were rejoicing, all heaven with us. And we know that we're part of the heavenly dwelling because we're seated in Christ in heavenly places, right? And we rejoice because we know what we have in Jesus. Some of you don't look like you know what you have in Jesus yet. I just told you, it's good. Because see, he's paid the price for all your sins. Amen. And then the dragon was enraged at the woman and waged war against the rest of the offspring. And who are those offspring? They're the believers. He's there. He's a wager of war against us. We're not going to deny we have an enemy who's out to get us. But here's the thing. He's a defeated foe. And we have the victory. And those who keep, he wages war against those who keep the commands of God, holding fast to the testimony about Jesus. See, we have the victory no matter how he roars, how he comes at us. We have the victory in Jesus. He is a defeated foe. And he's going to try, but is he going to win? How many know the end of the story? Has he already lost? Yes, he has. So, and we win. We've won. We know the end of the story. And we are those who keep God's commands and hold fast to the testimony about Jesus, what he has done, what he is doing for us every day. Actually, it's a finished work. We just have to appropriate what he's done, right? Now, thinking about all of this, let's come to the communion table. And I'll get you to pull out we'll take the tables out here. and get them ready. I want you to think about the night that the first communion was served to his disciples. That we call it the Last Supper. Jesus said, "This is a supper I eagerly desire to eat with you." That's what he said to each of his disciples. You know what? Many things happened that night. There was the washing of the feet. There was the meal that was shared. There was the sharing of the bread and the cup. There was the betrayal. And there was the garden and prayer. And then there was the guards that came and arrested Jesus and scattered the disciples. Could we say they were afraid that they shirked back from death? Yeah. But you see, in the end, who won? Jesus. Though Jesus went to the cross and died for us, shed his blood for us, he won. He knew the victory that was going to be brought. And through his word and the power of the Holy Spirit, those scattered disciples became empowered gospel sharers that changed the world with the words they shared. So it is with each of us. We've been brought from that scattered and brought in. And some of us have gone away from the Lord and come back. Some of you know people who have gone away from the Lord and haven't come back yet, but they're coming, right? And then there's the new ones that are coming in. And as we come to the communion table this morning, we remember what Jesus said. He said to do this in remembrance of all the sins you've ever done. No. Do this in remembrance of me, he said. What he did, what he accomplished, what was going to happen. So I'm going to ask you to come forward and take the bread and the cup and sit down and wait. We'll partake together. So just come on and come forward. Now, as I shared that vision with you this morning, I know the Lord gave me sort of an understanding. But he may be speaking to you about some things in it that speak to you directly. And I just encourage you to seek Holy Spirit with that. Let him bring revelation to you. Because Jesus wants you to experience the fullness of the victory you have. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful. We are so thankful for the love that you displayed by going to the cross for us, bearing our sins, taking them to the grave, then going to hell in our stead. But glorious, glorious Lord, we are so thankful for that resurrection day where you rose up out of the dead, leaving all that in the grave in the past, and then ascending to heaven where you sit in the authority of Messiah, the right hand of the Father. Jesus, by your blood, you have invited us to come and participate. You said, as we come to this meal that we call the Lord's Supper, as we hold this piece of bread, and we are reminded of what you were willing to do to demonstrate your love for us, we take this love into us now. And we give you thanks and praise in your precious name, Jesus. And Jesus said on the night he was betrayed, "Take this bread, my body broken for you." Lord, we continue to pray as we remember you taking the cup. And you said, "This is the new covenant in my blood." The new covenant is about your finished work, Lord. Do this in remembrance of me, to you, Jesus. I want to ask you to stand. And we're all going to say it in a loud voice together. Oops, got ahead of me. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Amen. Let that be our benediction this morning. Go blessed, you chosen, you ones who bear the light and the truth. Celebrate the victory we have in Jesus. Amen and amen. Bless you, God.